Lawyers representing former students at Sydney's prestigious Knox Grammar School say evidence given at the Royal Commission into Child Sexual Abuse has now prompted other victims from other private schools to come forward. Former Knox Grammar students gave wrenching evidence this week of being molested by their teachers, some of whom were allowed to stay at the school for years. And as a shell-shock school comes to terms with what's happened, victim support groups say pressure is now building for the former headmaster to face criminal charges. Thomas Ariti reports.
Knox Grammar School is dealing with the darkest chapter of its 91-year history. For the past 2 weeks, former students have held back tears, recalling their abuse at the hands of teachers they thought they could trust. And it continued for decades. Now the latest public hearing of the Royal Commission has opened the floodgates, with even more victims of abuse mustering the courage to speak out.
Quite a number of people have come forward, particularly seeing their classmates giving evidence.
Lawyer Ross Coffle is a Knox old boy. He now represents a number of former students who were abused.
They've been encouraged to come forward because they felt they're not alone, and that's caused them to say something now when they've never said anything in all these years.
Mr. Coffle won't disclose the number of new victims who have come forward, but he says there's a pattern.
I can say quite a number, and can I say that the Royal Commission has also caused boys in other schools to also come forward because they realise that it occurred in other schools. So we've got claims from other schools at the same time.
Can you tell me anything about those schools? Are we talking private schools in Sydney? Or?
We're talking about private schools in Sydney. I'm not at liberty to say what they are, but they're well-known schools, no different to Knox Grammar School.
Ross Coffle is in the process of preparing new civil claims against Knox Grammar School for compensation. Most of his previous clients settled out of court, but it's a challenging journey that takes up to 4 years.
A lot of the victims have been very, very upset and offended by the way in which the school has defended the claims.
But victim support groups hope the Royal Commission will change that. Dr. Kathy Kesselman is from Adult Surviving Child Abuse.
It's going to take time for Knox Grammar to rebuild trust. I mean, they're obviously starting to make the right noises, but, you know, changing a system which is entrenched does take time.
And there's no doubt that lawyers, victims and their supporters are eagerly awaiting the Commission's findings. With new victims comes a wave of new allegations against Knox teachers. The former headmaster, Dr. Ian Patterson, also made a startling admission that he misled police to deliberately hinder their investigation, an admission he recanted in the witness box yesterday. Dr. Kathy Kesselman says the man who controlled Knox for almost 3 decades should face charges.
I mean, he's accountable. He's, you know, arguably as accountable as the perpetrator. And, you know, had he not lied to police, then people would have been brought to justice much sooner and children protected.
But it's up to the Royal Commission to make recommendations to the Director of Public Prosecutions. Lawyer Ross Coffle says it's too early to tell what they'll be.
They may recommend or they may not. It depends on what they say, and it may relate to Dr. Patterson, it may relate to the teachers who've already been named and or other teachers.
Knox Grammar isn't waiting. It's already in the process of removing any reference to Dr. Ian Patterson from buildings that were named in his honour. That includes the Patterson Centre for Ethics and Business Studies.
Thomas Ariti.